Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Ryan, R-Y-A-N, first name, Cleve, C-L-E-V-E, date of birth, October 13, 1958, date of evaluation, March 13, 2023, the chief complaint, 64-year-old male who is seen for initial evaluation, period. The HBI, the patient reports having had an echo performed at Silicon Valley, which revealed diminished systolic function and severe valvular regurgitation, period. The patient stated that he has had no chest pain, dyspnea, or palpitations, period. He has had no additional evaluations, period. He was referred for abnormal testing only, period. The past medical history, one, anxiety, next number hypertension, next number asthma, next number ulcerative colitis, next number BPH, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, spontaneous pneumothorax, medications, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, alprazolam, 1 milligram, half tablet PRN, naproxen, 500 milligrams, 1 daily, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, take 2 capsules daily, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams, 1 daily, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 daily, clonidine, 1 milligram, 1 daily, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, metoprolol, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, loratadine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents, 1 daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died of CVA at age 49, brother died CVA age 46, father died CVA age 56, a brother died at age 67 of alcohol and heart disease, social history, patient reports, cigarette smoking, marijuana, and alcohol use, review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 164/92, pulse 97, respiratory rate 20, weight 253.8 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ECG reveals sinus rhythm of 89 beats per minute. There is evidence of first degree AV block, period. There is loss of R waves in the anteroseptal leads, considered a myocardial infarction, period. T-wave abnormality noted, period. The echocardiogram performed March 25th, 2023 reveals left ventricular ejection fraction of 47%, period. There is grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation, period. Left atria is enlarged, period. There is global LV hypokinesis, period. The impression, 64-year-old male with hypertension, and evidence of LV dysfunction, period. Patient Fritter has abnormal EKG, period. He requires aggressive follow-up, period. He may require nuclear scintigraphy. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Cleve Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Thank you.